Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Solo Myth Podcast for another week. Coming to you a few days late this week. I forgot to do the podcast on Sunday night. And then Monday, Tuesday nights, Australian Survivors really getting in the way of my Supercoach podcasting time, unfortunately. I'm getting too distracted with watching Survivor. Not enough time to do podcasts, but we're back here Wednesday night. I know it's a bit late. I'll definitely do it on Sunday night this week. I know the boys went in and JT are recording at the moment as well, so I'm not going to cover off on the stuff that they'll cover off about matchups. And, you know, Manly's got a good game this week. Parra's got a good game this week. You guys know all that, and you'll get that all from the boys' podcast. I'm just here to do a quick recap of round 21, let you know how the Duffel Bag boys are going as we try and battle our way back into the top 1,000 and ahead of Wenin. We snuck through a 1285 in round 21, which was enough to bump us up 259 spots, and we're sitting at 1,450th overall. So we are not far out of the top 1,000. If you go in terms of total points, we are only about 80. We're about 80 to 85 points out of the top 1,000. Joe Fitz is sitting in 1,059th, and right now he is 71 points ahead of us. So we're somewhere around that range. We're on 24,043 points, 1,450th overall. Wenin's only 17 points ahead of us after all he could manage was a double one, double seven. Last week, shout out to Stilesy coming in 401st overall. Shout out to Carlos the Dwarf, buy, sell, hold man, 442nd overall. Shout out to Banyo Boy, Sam, 743. Overall, shout out to Mel, Joe Fitz's wife, 1,090th overall and only 5 points behind Joe Fitz. So whilst Wenin and I are having our little battle to the end to see who will get the chocolates this year, Joe and Mel are having a bit of a battle themselves. So those two have really hit their straps late in the season. So well done to them. And we'll see where they end up. So who fired for the boys last week and who didn't fire? Well, Cameron Smith is going great guns at the moment. He turned up. Payne Haas just doesn't stop. 79 points. Had him as captain, so I was fairly happy with that. Old Jazz Hands with the late try with the line break for 78 points. Mitchell Moses came through with the 70, which was okay. Bateman with an 80. Mao with an 82. Teddy with an 82. And good old Munster, he was just on fire in that game. On Sunday afternoon, came through with the 127. The Munster-Smith combo late in the round was what bumped me up. Some of the duds, Damien Cook could only manage 50, and Taumalolo 55. A few underwhelming scores there from a couple of Supercoach guns. Ponga and Tommy Turbo as well, 41 and 46 respectively. Not what you want to see from those boys. Hopefully better things ahead. Tommy Turbo Thursday night against Wests should surely step up and have a good score. And then Ponga's got the Cows this week. So the Knights are $1.51 favourites. I dare say that's probably the shortest price they've been for a game in a little while. So let's hope that those boys can fire up and get some decent scores this week. Still sitting on 5 trades left and a bit of cash in the bank. I don't particularly know what I'm going to do with the trades, to be honest. I'm fielding the same 17 this week as last week, I think, which would result in Madison, Kenny Bromwich and Nakora sort of being my 18th, 19th, 20th men. I've got 4 duds in there, 4 nuffs, and then I've got Fafita, who's injured. But as long as Payne Haas and Clemmer can stay healthy in my front row, I don't particularly need Fafita at the moment, and I can always use his value there to trade up to someone with those trades and that little bit of cash left in bank. So sitting pretty at the moment. Let's hope. Hopefully the Eels can have a good game Friday night down here on the Gold Coast against the Titans, and Gutho and Moses can fire up and get a bit of a score. All right, let's have a look at some of the other players from the weekend. Nathan Cleary just went huge with a 139. Anyone with him in their team was absolutely laughing. Munster with the 127. Tarek Sims, 109, but he's ruled out for the rest of the season, unfortunately for him. Gareth Widdop, 104. I was literally this close. Would you believe what I was thinking of doing? I was actually thinking of trading out Munster and trading in Widdop last week for that one game with the Dragons up against the Titans, and then flipping it back this week, thinking that Munster might have a bit of a tough time up against Souths on Sunday afternoon. Luckily, I didn't, because it would have cost me two trades and 23 points. But yes, Widdop did very well with a ton, but Munster did better. Mommy with 101. Mommy's come on. He's made 208K this year. It's a bit late, Mommy, but still. SJ with the 99, doing really well for owners there. Not people like myself who traded him to Moses about 5 weeks ago, but Mitchell, mate, you can make it all up to me this week if you can double ton up. Ken Marmalo, what an animal, 96 points. He's the one who I would love to have in my centre wing. He's doing really well. After sort of Mitchell, Bateman and Mao, Kenny Marmalo's the man, I reckon. Maddo with a 92, first time I haven't played him in about a month, and he gets an attacking stat, standard. Daniel Tupou had an 82 as well. All the usual suspects who we've already mentioned, Teddy, Mao, Bateman, Haas, Tavaga all scored well. David Fifita had a strong outing, 78, and he's actually got a three-round average of 69. Josh Hodgson's really interesting, 78 points, brings his season average up to 55, five-round average of 79. He was an absolute spud at the start of the year, and all the value that he lost, he has made back. He's now only 44K down on his starting price. So he actually dropped all the way down to 384K. And in the last 5 weeks, 6 weeks, he's gone 66, 110, 53, 46, 106, and 78. So hopefully most people are running with a Cook-Smith combo, but Hodgson getting it done for owners there recently. Angus Crichton with the 74, seen some more minutes with the injury to Boyd Cordner. Got a few people tempted, I think, to jump on him. Jared Croker, 71, never again for me, never again. There's my boy Mitch Moses, 70, solid. He's been solid the last few weeks, but we're needing a big score from you this week, mate. Isaiah Papali, second row, 389K. If you're strapped for cash, you know, might be worth a look. Only scored the 67 points this week. Has a three-round average of 49, so he's not setting the house on fire. Just scrolling through, Matt Lodge came back down a little bit this week, 59, still has a three-round average of 73. Fisher Harris could only manage 58 points this week, which was the same score as old Marty Tapau managed. Clint Gutherson, 56 with two tries. Jesus. I need something from you, Gutho. I need to see something this Friday night, mate. We mentioned Tamalolo was a bit underwhelming. Luke Keary came back to earth, only managing a 53. Similar story, for Bronson Cherry, who could only manage a 52. Nofaluma's gone off the ball a little bit since we sort of spruced him or spouted him as a bit of a buy option about a month ago. Could only manage 51 points, and he's got a three-round average of 41. Which is not good, not good at all. We mentioned Cookie with a 50, but he'll bounce back. RTS could only manage a 47. He's got a three-round average of 57, and hopefully most people are on the Teddy Turbo combo. 21% of super coaches are not, though, because they still own RTS. All right, if we skip down through this bunch of 40s and 30s, let's get to some of the poor performers of the week down in the 20s. Here we go. Who are we looking at? Corey Oates, 18. Three-round average of 29. Jeez, I was this close to bringing him in about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Robbie Farah could only make 16, and it's uncertain if he'll play again this year, which is a bit of a shame. He's been obviously a stalwart and a great player throughout his career. Skipping down, some of these scores are just rubbish. Corey Allen, 1 point, dropped 13K. I know that value is going to be important for a few people who are looking to nuff him out, which is unfortunate for owners. Darius Boyd, 24, coming off a three-round average of 19, just one run on the weekend for 1 metre, I think it was. Bemos, after a great game last week, could only score 22 this week. DCE could only manage 29. He's been on fire. He's still got a three-round average of 65, even with that 29 in there. Better days ahead for him, and he should have a decent score on Thursday night against the Tigers back at Lottoland, you'd have to think. Tony Staggs, 31. I sold him last week for Cam Murray, which I'm not too disappointed with. Broncos, yeah, don't know about Broncos. Who have they got this week? Penrith at Suncorp. That should be a good game. Second game on Friday night. C&K could only manage a 32, and that seems to have covered off. Bryce Cartwright had an excellent offload to set up a try, but still only scored 34 points, so he obviously didn't really do much else. And JT's boy, Michael Morgan, with a 36. All right, like I said, I'm sure the boys will cover off on the upcoming matchups, so I don't want to spend too much time on that. A lot of short price favourites this week. Under $1.50, we've got Manly, Para, Melbourne, Souths, Roosters and Sharkies. So a lot of options there. And then with the Knights at $1.51, the only game that the bookies do not think is going to be lopsided is that Broncos-Panthers game on Friday night. So captain, vice-captain, or Teddy would be the, Tommy T would be the perfect vice-captain on the Thursday night. But if you want to go Teddy as captain, you cannot go Tommy T as vice-captain as well. And I'm leaning towards that Tedesco captain. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock against the Warriors at the SCG. Should be a fairly sunny afternoon, I'm guessing. I haven't checked the weather report at all. I'll wait for Cirque to post that on Friday. But I'm thinking Teddy at the moment, so I'm going to leave the VC off Tommy T, and I'm going to chuck it right now on Mitchell Moses on that Friday night game against the Titans. I am not man enough to go straight C on him because I don't trust him at all, and I would just be death riding him the whole time. But I'm man enough to go C, straight Teddy. C on Teddy, VC on Moses. Rest of the team, no changes from last week. Matto misses out again. Kenny Bromwich misses out, unfortunately. Sorry, Kenny, you did quite well last week again with a 59, but you're going to miss out. And then Nakora, you're going to miss out as well because I'm playing Gutherson ahead of you against the Titans. All right, boys and girls, that's it. Again, sorry for being a few days late. I will get back to Sunday nights. It's just with the start of Australian Survivor. I don't just got to watch my Survivor. I can't miss it. All right, talk to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.